don't tell anybody, but I wasn't a real big fan of Heart. I like their music. I just think that they sing an octave too high. And Steve loved Heart. He really loved women in music and, gravitated toward the women in blues later on in his life. Heart was bluesy, and they were incredibly talented, but they weren't my favorite. I don't remember our exact first meeting. My husband knew him since kindergarten, but I'm sure it was something goofy. Everybody loved him. Steve, they called him Raj. His name was Steve Rogers, and he went by Raj. And he always had a cool car because he always worked. He was just a joy to be around, but he made people laugh, but he laughed the loudest at himself. He even lived with us for a little while. He used to say that he was my second husband, but we had actually more in common than my husband and I did. In 2018, we lost our son. He had pneumonia, and it turned into sepsis, and it was very, very quick. So Steve, for sure, was there for us for that. Just shortly before our son passed away, his stepson passed away of a drug overdose. Every overdose death to me is like a knife in the heart. I did what I could to be there for he and his wife. We didn't know that just a year and a half later, he'd be gone. So he was an Uber driver, and it was actually March. He passed before we really knew too much about, what it was. This was 2020. There was no service other than the family getting together. So we never got to say goodbye or be by his wife's side. Words sort of escape me, but the feeling does not. He was a huge music fan. He loved to laugh. Yeah, Heart wasn't my favorite until, he tried to persuade me, which, I can say that I don't change the channel when they come on now. So every time I hear, especially Barracuda, I always think of Steve. Barracuda.